إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه وبعد. My brothers and sisters, yesterday we were talking about cameras and photography, so let me give you an example from that. We mentioned about photography and all the good it does and so forth, and all the technology behind it and all that. Now take a situation where a person has the best cameras, the best lenses, and then he's got also other things right, meaning the settings for light and so on and so forth. But when he is taking the shot, something goes wrong with the focus. And it can happen with all the right settings. Focus is independent of that. If something goes wrong with the focus, then still he does not get a good shot. Right? The shot is blurred, or the focus is not on the object that he's trying to focus. He's trying to take a picture of a bird, but the focus is on some tree branch or a flower behind the bird or something like this. So the bird itself is blurred. So without that focus, the picture is spoilt, even though everything else was right. The reason I'm saying that is because this is also the rule of life. At the end of the day, it is focus which determines success. This light in this room illuminates. At best, it illuminates. The same light, when it is focused, it becomes laser, which cuts through steel. The difference between laser and light is, ordinary light is focus. It's the same light. But when it is focused, it becomes a laser, which cuts through steel. You can do operations with it and all kinds of stuff with it. Without focus, it's diffused. It might still give some benefit, but that's it. And that's the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two of his most famous hadith. One is where he said, "Innamal a'malu bin niyat." He said the reward of the deed is based on the intention. So again, he's talking about focus. He's saying, why did you do this? Whatever it is that you did, why did you do it? If you did it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will get the reward for that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you did it for some other reason, then don't look for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you won't get it. So before we do anything, we focus. Second hadith, also in the same context, where he said, "Innamal amalu bil khawatim." He said the reward of the deed, or the deed, is based on its ending, not on its beginning. Because it is quite possible that the beginning may not have been as good as we wished. But at the end of that, how did it end? Right? How did it end? Take one of the most successful companies in the world, 3M. 3M, if you read the history of 3M, 3M went through all kinds of phases in its life, including selling furniture and all sorts of stuff. Right? They were a mining company, so all they had was sand. So their greatest asset was sand. What do you do with sand? Until they found somebody who, actually someone wrote them a letter and said, "I am looking for some sand, so can you sell me some sand?" Now this man, if you, wonderful corporate histories if you read them, this man was trying to invent abrasives. He was trying to invent a sandpaper, what we know today as sandpaper. So he was looking for sand. Now he's in America. I mean, if he was in India, he would have gone to some river and got his own sand. But you know, in America you have to go through the proper hoops. So he wrote letters to all kinds of mining companies who he knew would have sand. He did not get a reply from anyone. People just probably saw the letter and said, "Who's this crackpot? Why does he want sand?" And you know, forget it or something. The interesting thing was that the head of 3M didn't just write him a letter and said, "Yes, you can have the sand," or "No, you can't have the sand," or "You can have the sand for so many dollars." He said, "Why do you want the sand?" That is a key question. You know, somebody is asking you, "Can you sell me this thing?" You say, "Can you sell? You can't sell. I mean, what else?" Right? But this man had the intelligence, or Allah knows best, you know, accidental, God knows what. But anyway, he replied to him and he said, why do you want the sand? So this man said, I'm trying to invent a abrasive for sanding and so on and so forth. That's why I'm looking for sand. So this man said, instead of selling you the sand, why don't I give you a job? Please come here. Come and work for us. Now, this is the issue of focus. You see, he's focused on how can we get the best out of this thing, whatever the situation is. So, innam al-awwal bin khawatim. Another one. Take this example. Supposing you are going on a flight or you go to a hotel, right? Your check-in is fantastic. You stay in the hotel, everything is wonderful, you had great meals and whatever entertainment, and you went to the pool and whatnot. Everything was absolutely fantastic. Then when you come for checkout, somebody goofs it up. And there is some mess in the checkout. Either your name is not there or some bill is not correct and so on and so forth. And instead of simply signing a paper and walking out of there, you are now involved in one long interaction, and you know, you get hot and somebody else gets hot and so on and so forth. Tell me, when you finally check out and you eventually go home, what remains with you? All that good feeling you had, or that one, 10 minutes of nonsense? Which one? Innama al-a'malu bin khawatim. Yeah, this is hadith. The deed is based on its ending. If the ending was good, brilliant. If the ending was not good, not brilliant. That's why Disney has a vice president for parking, for car parking. Now you might say, what kind of a stupid job is that? Vice president for car parking. Not a stupid job, it's a very important job. You know why? Because of exactly the same thing. I always say that customer service depends on where you think your interaction with the customer ends. The quality of customer service depends on where you think your interaction ends. For somebody, the interaction ends the moment the customer has bought the product. You bought it, you paid me the amount, goodbye. After that, I have nothing to do with you. Somebody else might say, no, it doesn't end there. It ends when the person has taken this product and is using it successfully. So you are concerned with that also. Can you use it properly, what not, if you need any help? So some follow-up service is there. Somebody might say, no, I am interested in how this person uses this product lifelong. So I am going to be concerned with them as long as they have this product. Today, for example, a lot of our the gadgetry we use is based on actually this one, because that's the reason why once you buy a phone, you get automatic upgrades. Software keeps upgrading. You're not paying anything for it. It comes to you for free. Why should they do that? Now just think about that. Why are they giving you automatic upgrades for free? Because they are concerned. They want you, when you buy a next phone, to buy the same kind of phone. They don't want you to go from one kind of phone to another kind of phone, because I want to sell. So the whole issue is, so in Disney parking lot, what they do in Disney? You go there, you get off, imagine this, you go there, you got, you and your wife and five children, all kids, you go and you spend the whole day in Disney and have a good time. Now when you come back to your car, you find that for some reason you left something on and the battery is flat. So now you have come back to the car and your battery is dead, you can't start the car. What do you feel? Right? So your whole Disney day's experience is ruined, because now you are stuck in the boondocks, and this is America, there is no bus passing by and whatnot. But in Disney, what you will also find, along with the fact that your battery is flat, you will find a pre-printed post-it on the side mirror, because on the windscreen, if you put it, if it rains, it washes off. So on the side mirror, you will find a pre-printed post-it saying, we passed by, we found that your lights were on, your battery will probably be flat, call this number, we'll come and give you a jump start. So now what happens to your experience? This boom, gone through the roof. Oh my God, I love Disney. Not because of what happened all day in Disney, but because somebody is concerned enough about my car. Somebody is going around to see who is doing what. And you might say, you know, how many times does this happen? 7,000 times in a year. Yeah, same thing with flat tires. You have a flat tire, we'll give you a jack. They go around, they pass around and they see anything that could have gone wrong. Why? Because again, they are defining their customer experience as the person must go back from here happy. It's not that he bought the ticket, after that, you know, you go to hell. No. You bought the ticket, you enjoy yourself, you come back. We want to make sure that your car is fine, and then you drive out of here happy. Then our job is over. And the reason I'm saying all of this and all of these examples is that innamal amal bil khawati. Same thing, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wasn't talking about Disneyland, or he wasn't talking about some hotel experience when he said innamal amal bil khawati. He was talking about our life. So what he's saying? He's saying your life depends on how it ends. Your life depends on how it ends. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Don't die until you are in a state of Islam. Don't die except in a state of Islam. State of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you say don't die unless you are in a state? How can you ensure that you end something in a particular state? Let me give you another example. Supposing Ferrari sends you a t-shirt and says, please wear this t-shirt. Now we are going to have our people, somebody will come and knock on your door. Maybe any time of the day or night. And if you open the door and we find you are wearing the t-shirt, we will give you the key to a Ferrari. You can't just keep the t-shirt. Right? You might say, well, I'm happy with the t-shirt. I don't want anything. No. We'll even take away your t-shirt. But if you are wearing that t-shirt, if you are found wearing this t-shirt any time of the day or night, anywhere, we see you in the street, anywhere, right? Maybe you are in the shower, we come and see you in the shower. If you are wearing that t-shirt, Ferrari. Believe me, you will even shower in the t-shirt. I mean, you will never take that thing off, right? It will be like a skin. Why? Because you know that this is what I'm going to get. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. When my people come and knock on your door, if you say La ilaha illallah, you don't get the Ferrari, you get the whole Ferrari factory. Huh? But how will that happen? Example of the t-shirt. How can you be absolutely certain that I will be found in this t-shirt when the person comes to see me, when I don't know when the person is coming to see me? That's the whole point, is that, you know, he's not coming by appointment. He just land up one day. Somewhere, somehow, they will see you, right? You're passing by, we've got cameras everywhere, they're taking pictures. If you have a picture of you in the Ferrari, in the Ferrari t-shirt, you got a Ferrari. How can you absolutely be certain that this will happen? By making sure that you never take the thing off. There's no other way. Is there some other way? Because even if you take it off for 5 minutes, maybe that 5 minutes is the time when the picture clicks and you don't have the t-shirt on. And the fact that you wore this t-shirt all day long makes no difference, because at the time the picture was taken, you didn't have the t-shirt. So my question to myself, and I remind myself and you, that the question to ask is, Am I in a state of Islam throughout my life or not? Am I in a state of Islam in every interaction of mine or not? Am I in a state of Islam in everything I speak and everything I do and everywhere I go and everywhere I stay away from and whoever I meet and whoever I don't meet, whatever work I do or don't do, am I doing that in a state of Islam? Meaning, is that obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? What is the state of Islam? Submission to means what? Submission to whom? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every word I say, every action I do, everything I look at and see and hear and whatnot must be in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I make a mistake, I make tawbah immediately. Allah, please forgive me. And don't punish me for this. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to forgive. So there's no problem, inshallah. But every time I do it, I make sure that I'm doing it in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as I'm doing that, inshallah al-Mustaan, there is no problem. But if I am missing out, I am doing something one time and not doing something one time, what does it mean? It means there is no focus. That's why I began with the camera analogy, to say, where is the focus? If you are not going to think about focus, then obviously your shots are going to go wrong. I mean, there is no, okay, accidentally someday, somehow some shot came okay. But the point is that you are not looking at, you are not thinking about the focus. That means you know, things will go wrong. So similarly, in this particular case, innamal amalu bil khawatim, we have to think about it. Therefore, as I said yesterday also, what is the amount of time? I want to end with this. The question to ask myself anew is, what is the amount of time that I am thinking in my day? As you go through the day to day, think about this. How many times a day, or for what duration, do we think about the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is Allah pleased with me or not? That is the focus. End of the day, that is the question. Is Allah pleased with me or not? How do I know that? Am I being obedient to Allah or not? It's not a mystery. Allah does not have to send Jibreel to tell you I am happy with you. No. If I am being obedient to Allah, then inshallah al-mustaan, Allah is pleased with me. If I am not being obedient to Allah, then Allah is not pleased with me. Both are absolutely clear. If I am following my life according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is pleased with me. If I am doing something other than the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I am going against the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is not pleased with me. There is no mystery. That is reality. So I remind myself and you, let us think about this. Innamal a'malu bil khawatim. And remember that one day we will end. What state we end in will be the stamp on our life story. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us in a state of obedience and to take us in a state of obedience where we are in sujood before Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, both physically as well as emotionally and spiritually. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.